This episode is brought to you by AWS. Amazon Q Business is the generative AI assistant that can securely understand your business data, summarize results, and streamline tasks. Learn what Amazon Q Business can do for you at aws.com/learnmore.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. There's nothing sweeter than baking cookies during the holidays. With Prime, I get all my ingredients delivered right to my door, fast and free, no last-minute store trips needed. And of course, I blast my favorite holiday playlist on Amazon Music. It's the ultimate soundtrack for creating unforgettable memories. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
So Dicker for three, and it is good!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Herbert to throw, pump fakes, and now to the end zone! Caught, touchdown, Chargers!
The Rich Eisen Show.
Who's got a better shot?
Today's guests, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, Pro Football Hall of Famer and Colorado head coach Deion Sanders, host of Spike's Car Radio, Spike Ferriston. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's a fact. Can confirm. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show live on the Roku Sports Channel. This Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM, Odyssey, and more. We say hello to everybody out there. As we are in the throes of one of the greatest football times we have ever seen, period, end of story. We saw a Thursday night kickoff to a Week 16 last night that will continue with a doubleheader tomorrow between four teams that will then play 4 days after that on Christmas Day. And in between that, we've got the rest of Week 16 in the National Football League on Sunday and then the Monday night. And then on that Saturday where we're seeing those four teams, the Chiefs taking on the Texans and then the Ravens taking on the Steelers, and those teams swap positions to take on each other's opponents on Christmas Day. In the middle of that doubleheader, we got a triple header of college football games and the college football playoffs. First time ever with 12 teams in a tournament starts tonight with Indiana at Notre Dame. This is a great time to be a football fan and a very dicey time around the holiday season when family's like, what are we going to do, hang out? And you're like, what? Yeah, me with a remote.
Yeah, not on Saturday, maybe.
I don't know what you're up to, but I know my ass is going to be sitting on a couch for about the next 90 hours. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Yeah. That's what's happening. That's what's up. And on this program, we're going to celebrate all that. Tom Pelissero, our colleague from the NFL Media Group, with all the information you need for this big Week 16. He'll join us first up. It's a What's More Likely Friday as well. We've also got Deion Sanders zooming into this program, top of hour number three. Travis Hunter winning the Heisman Trophy. His son might be the first overall pick in the upcoming draft. He's got a bowl game of his own going on. I can't wait to chat with Deion. And then one of our favorite subject matters in the 10-plus year history of this program, as you know, we're a very Seinfeld, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yep, absolutely.
Focused program. Spike Ferriston, a writer for so many of the great Seinfeld episodes back in the day, Soup Nazi, Elaine Dancing, all that sort of stuff. He's going to be in studio in support of his show, Spike's Car Radio. And we're going to go down to a Seinfeld wormhole with him before we send everybody to the Christmas break.
Have to.
So that's how we're rolling here on this show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. How are you?
Hey, Rich, great. Hold on a second. Let me just...
Oh, you got your Home Alone sweater.
Turn my shirt on.
Look at that.
Let me just turn my shirt on. Home Alone.
A nice Home Alone ugly Christmas sweater. Yeah. It's not so ugly. I kind of like it. Let's lighting up right now.
Not bad. Let's do it.
There's no way that was his idea to wear that.
That's... I certainly wasn't mine. Whose idea would it
Whose
be?
Whose idea was it? My idea. What do you mean? Give me some credit, bro.
The missus probably made you wear it.
Stop.
I doubt that heavily. Good to see you over there, Jason Feller. How are you?
What's up, Rich?
And then my friend TJ Jefferson. I almost went DJ as in D's Nuts, but you're here for Mike Del Tufo. You got your blenders on in prime time. You got it all working right now.
Rich, if you would have told me back in like the mid-90s when I was working at Foot Locker and I was just standing there minding my business and I just looked out the window, I was like, wait, is that Deion Sanders coming in here? And then he came into the Foot Locker and we chopped it up. If you would have told me.
Is that right happened? Did it happen?
Yeah, that happened. All these years later, I get to actually talk to Prime in front of a mic. Like, life is wild, man.
That'll be an hour number three of this program. That'll be a lot of fun. Good to see everybody out there. So let's start with the Thursday night football game where everybody thought, okay, low scoring affair, two offenses that on occasion need a little bit of help to light it up. And Denver's offense definitely, despite some recent turnovers from their rookie quarterback, Bo Nix, they're the ones coming in with a head of steam. The Chargers getting boat raced, spanked on the turf where they were defending last night against the Denver Broncos. Tampa Bay Buccaneers sent the Chargers to the woodshed. And the Broncos started the game last night like the Bucs ended it. Marched straight down the field. A three and out for the Los Angeles Chargers. And then Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos marched down the field and took control of this football game. And it looked like it was going to be a Denver night. Until Jim Harbaugh called a timeout with 8 seconds to go in the first half just to force Denver to punt it. Just to force Denver to punt it. Because you never know what's going to happen on a punt, right? You can return it or you can get a free kick with a fair catch. What do you mean, Rich? Well, I knew this rule because I was at the microphone in London in 2019, the last time it was attempted in the National Football League, when the Carolina Panthers sent Joey Sly out to the middle of Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. And the Brits, all the Brits who know the sport, right, and are very proud to say they know the sport. I proffer to say there are many Americans that didn't know about this free kick, fair catch rule, that if you have a fair catch called on the final play of a half, you get an attempt at a free field goal kick. Free kick. No one can rush you. No rush. It's just a holder and a kicker. Kind of like, you know, for a technical free throw, right? It's just the shooter and nobody else around him or her. And it looks weird. It's kind of wild. The team that would normally rush the kicker kind of sets up for a return. And you don't usually see it attempted, let alone being successful. Because usually when a fair catch is called, it's way too far away for a free kick attempt. You don't want to give somebody a shot at returning the ball with no time left. But the fair catch was called for and the catcher was interfered with. Tack on 15 more yards and so send out Dicker the kicker. And he attempts a 57-yarder with no time left in the half. And sure enough, a two-score game becomes a one-score game. And the Chargers go to the locker room saying, coach knows what he's doing. We know what we're doing. We've been practicing for this sort of thing. And wow, that happened. And yes, the Broncos did score first in the second half with a field goal. But the Chargers looked like a different team in that second half. They scored 21 unanswered after the field goal from the Broncos made it 24-13. And Justin Herbert turned it on, and Gus Edwards started rolling the bus.
Gus.
And then the defense that couldn't stop anything, couldn't stop a cold, couldn't stop anything in the four quarters against Tampa and the first two quarters of this game against Denver started showing up. And then the Chargers just did what a lot of Chargers teams in the previous years could not do, which is take punches in the mouth and then hit back and win the football game, which is what they did on a cheeky, if you will, shovel pass from Justin Herbert. And what we saw was something that might have given a lot of fans in the state of Ohio a bit of a flashback, including Charger teammate Joey Bosa, which was Hassan Haskins hitting his head on the goalpost to make Jim Harbaugh a winner. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happened a few times 4 years ago. Let me just tell you this. I told you Jim was going to plus this team up. I said he's going to plus him up 7. Right now he's plussed him up 4. Well, 5, actually. He's plussed him up 5. And the Los Angeles Chargers could wind up being plussed up, plussed him up 4, pardon me. He could wind up plussing him up 6. Because with this win, the Chargers sweep the Denver Broncos for the first time in 14 years. And they're now 9-6. They now go to New England with a chance to clinch a playoff spot. And then after that, they go to Las Vegas with a chance to potentially even clinch a 5 seed if necessary. But it sure looks like the Los Angeles Chargers are going to be back in the playoffs. And Jim Harbaugh's first year in Los Angeles for a 5-win team could wind up plus 6 at 11. And I told you, plus 7 is usually what he's done. He's what he did with the San Francisco 49ers a few years ago. This is why you bring him in and you pay him all that money. And the Chargers are going to make the playoffs. Talk about the Broncos in a second. But, you know, Harbaugh is like the cat that ate the canary with the fair catch free kick. Apparently he's been, he tried it years ago when he was with the Niners. Yeah.
Why is that a rule?
I don't know why it is a rule. But if you fair catch something with no time left, you get a shot.
I know, at a free kick. It's so bizarre and random.
I don't know. Why do they give away free chicken for somebody who misses 2 free throws in the fourth quarter in Los Angeles? I have no idea.
Let's never question that.
Well, that's a promotion with a company.
I don't know what the rule is.
Yeah.
Maybe next time we have Pereira on. That's what I mean.
How did that come to be? I mean, it was the first successful one in almost 50 years.
I don't know. Maybe it was somebody who used to live in Canton. He goes, you know what? I don't know.
A kicker.
Anytime, as you know, when I watched a rodeo, I'm like, who decided let's do that? Let's make a sport out of that. Somebody who's probably sitting on the prairie getting really hammered and saying, let's do it. Maybe that's the way this rule came into being. I have no idea.
But we feel that way about a lot of the rules of football. It's like, what? Why?
Yeah.
Like, who comes up with
this? Well, this one is very rarely used, kind of cool, and it helped the Chargers last night.
It's my favorite rule in football. and just been trying to get one of those, like, every game, you know.
You've been trying to get one of those?
Yeah. It's the first one we've made. We tried one with the 49ers. I think it was like a 70-yarder or something. 71, thanks. Mr. Dawson, probably a little – I wanted it so bad that, you know, I tried a 71-yarder. But it is my favorite rule.
Last time it worked was 1976. Ray Wershing did it. You remember Ray Wershing?
Mm-hmm.
He was the one, Madden loved him because he was the kicker who never looked at the uprights. He would just be feeling the shoulder pads of his holder. Look up Ray Wershing highlights. He would never look at the uprights. He would just keep his head down and he would touch the shoulder pads of his holder to know where it was, and then he'd step back and he'd get it done. But Dicker the kicker got it done. Free kicker. Dicker.
He's been great.
And the Chargers are going to the playoffs. They're not officially clinched. And the same thing could be said for Denver. Listen, I'm sitting here saying that Los Angeles is going to make the playoffs. All they have to do is win one of their final 2 games, and they could get some help. They could actually make it if Miami loses at home to San Francisco and Indianapolis loses at home to Tennessee. Stranger things have happened, like, say, a fair catch free kick to spark a team going into the locker room at halftime. But Los Angeles is going to make it. And Denver had a win-in scenario this weekend. They're going to have another one next week. It is at Cincinnati. And then their last game is at, you know, is home against Kansas City. So those aren't easy opponents. And but Denver should do it. I mean, I think they're going to do it.
Denver can also get into the playoffs if Miami, Cincinnati, and Indianapolis all lose this weekend. Cincinnati is at home taking on Denver. So isn't that interesting? Pardon me, that's next week. That's Cincinnati, next week, yeah. Cincinnati's at home taking on Cleveland. Yeah. So, yeah. Listen, Denver should make the playoffs. And the one thing that I think you can see is Bo Nix is the guy. I mean, he's the guy. And that first half, that was a glimpse in potentially to your future when they had a running game going. You know, they do it by committee, as we all know. You know, five different guys ran a football for the Broncos last night, including Nix and Mims. You know, the kid Estime, who will be no doubt in front of a television tonight, rooting on his Fighting Irish against Indiana. He looks pretty damn good, too. If they said it during the game last night, if Peyton gets his Kamara to Denver, then really look out. Really look out, because you could see that offense last night. They scored touchdowns three different times in that first half. They were tough to stop, too, man. Yeah, they were tough to stop.
It looked like this was going to be over fast.
And this is what will happen, I guess. I'm not putting it all on Nix here. You know, things just started to go awry defensively as well for Denver. But these things will happen. You'll get a choppy half here, a choppy half there, and the fact that they're 9-6 is truly something special. We said it going into the game. There's no reason to change it going out of the game. What this does is potentially put Denver on the road at a more stout opponent to start the playoffs once they do make it. Because, again, the only team that could knock them out is somebody who's currently 6-8. They're 9-6. I mean, that would be a very tall order. But, you know, this is Sean Payton after the game. Oh, you got Bo Nix. Here's Bo Nix after the game. You know,
the good thing is my role is going to be pretty simple, because everybody in that locker room, every guy wants to already play next week, I think, at this point. You know, we're all competitively frustrated, and I think we're excited for this opportunity. You know, we know this next one's the most important, and we just want to, I think, go out next week and not feel this way again.
I like this kid, man. I like him a lot. And, you know, he joined Elway and Russ as the only Broncos players to have 3,000 passing yards and 300 rushing yards in a single season. Tied Stroud and Herbert with his sixth game with at least 200 passing yards, two or more passing touchdowns and no interceptions. Stroud and Herbert had six of those games in their rookie seasons, which is the most since at least 1950. I mean, he's got it. Don't you think? Don't you watch him play and you're like, okay, rolling to his right. And then suddenly, you know, he can either run it or throw it. And Sean Payton puts people in binds, man, with this kid.
I like that he plays with an edge. I know Sean Payton, called him Ferris Bueller earlier this year. I like that he plays kind of cocky and kind of edgy and, you know, a little mean. He seems like they're the perfect match for each other.
I dig him. I think Denver's found their guy with their coach. And then if they hit in the draft again in the same way that they hit this year, they're going to be a really tough out, which we'll see if they can be this year too. Like I said, I'll repeat it. Just because I lost doesn't mean it should be lost on anybody. The fact that they dead-capped Russell Wilson to the tune that they dead-capped him and then got the sixth of six first-round quarterbacks and then turned that kid into gold. And he's clearly got an it factor. He's clearly got the grit factor. He's clearly got the two-way threat factor. And he's clearly connected to Sean Payton in a way that he hasn't flopped. I mean, he can clearly take the hard coaching. He can clearly take it. And, you know, and he's got some weapons now, and you get him some more, and the defense gets even better. The future is really bright. And the fact that they're making it as a rookie, because they're going to make it. Like I said, it would have to be an absolute, not only collapse by them, but a significant turnaround of consistent success from one of the three 6-8 teams that haven't really shown that ability.
Well, they have two hard games to finish the year.
No, I understand it.
It's not out of the realm.
I understand. I know it's out of, I feel good about them. And I think Broncos fans should be too. Last night, they could have actually just wrapped it up and had nothing to worry about.
I don't love that defense in the second half.
Yeah, that didn't. You could say the same thing about the Chargers last
in the first
5
half.
Days ago.
Yeah.
And then you saw it in the first half. You're like, this thing's a wrap. Like, Jim's Chargers are going to flop. They're going to charger it. And they didn't. And they didn't. So.
Sean Payton probably should have went for it, right? On the 4th and 6 at midfield with like 4 to go.
I mean,
I was kind of surprised they punted,
defense.
Though.
Just play defense. They had all 3 timeouts, and it was like 5 minutes to go. I didn't mind that one.
Okay.
I didn't mind that one at all. I mean, but then, you know, a 6-play, 90-yard drive wrapped it, dude. That was it.
3rd and 10, Herbert scramble. Next play, Gus bust 40 yards, and that's kind of a wrap.
And then Hassan Haskins hit his head on the goalpost.
Yeah.
Give it up for Herbert. Give it up to the Chargers. Give it up to Jim. It's plussing him up. Plussed him up from 5 to 9, and he could get to 11. But that might just be the Chargers' last home game of the year because they're going to be on the road to start the playoffs. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. When we come back, because I do believe I'm going to call my shot, not only on who makes the playoffs, because this is our last show before Christmas. We're going to be dark next week. We'll be back after, the week after. But calling my shot as to not only who makes the playoffs, but who plays who and when in the playoffs. Ooh. Doing that when we come back, that's not as tough as trying it right now. Well, and I will do that when we come back.
Texans, Saturday, first game.
Well, excuse me. You don't like it when I say things before you do a segment? Let's just see what I've got, okay?
That's like a given. You know what I mean?
All right.
Sorry.
At any rate, I'm going to call my shot, and we're going to bust out the crystal ball.
Whoa, really?
When we come back. That's what we got. You're your family's biggest supporter, so make sure they're protected today with affordable online life insurance through Ethos. Up to $2 million of same-day term life insurance coverage in as little as 10 minutes for as little as $2 a day. It's 100% online, and there's no med exams, only a few online health questions. The mortgage, kids' education, and other costs could all be covered through Ethos. Straightforward protection for the people who matter most. Get a free quote at tryethos.com. That's TRYETHOS.com. I'm going to bust out the crystal ball and tell you who's making the playoffs and who's playing who in the playoffs and when. And you'll check on my work when time comes. That's coming up. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle? You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales have. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Westwood One.
Got this email from Netflix, from PR, about all their featured sports programs coming in.
I didn't know if it was like a...
The Clubhouse, A Year with the Red Sox. Would you watch that from last year? Would you want to relive last year?
Nope.
Okay.
Definitely not watching.
You don't want to see Tristan Cassis come back from injury?
I do like him a lot.
I know.
He's involved in a lot of trade talks right now.
Why would they trade him?
Well, I might get Luis Castillo back.
I got it.
Nice.
All right. There's that. Here's another one that jumps off the page at me. Ready? Carlos Alcaraz, my way.
Oh.
It's being destroyed. Here's the log line. Despite only being 20, Carlos Alcaraz is one of the biggest names in Spanish sports history, and the best is yet to come. Some believe it was beginner's luck, and he will never be among the greats. Only time will tell. As we accompany him through a crucial season.
Some, Rich Eisen. Is that like, are you in the description? Is some?
I was looking for it.
Oh. Did you see
No, I think he's great, and I think he's an all-time great. I don't think I have any doubt of his greatness. I just think I could beat him.
Did you see the clip of Andy Dalton and Steve Smith trying to return a serve against him?
Nope.
That's from a few weeks ago.
No, you know what? Like, they play tennis? So what? Just because they can play football means that they can play tennis? They've never seen my cross-court winner. I've never seen theirs, but seriously, that would be a great documentary. My 1-point challenge with Carlos Alcaraz.
Hey, we need to do this.
Let's pitch it.
Lots of.
Yeah. I just pitched it to Netflix.
Yeah,
there it is. A companion piece, the Carlos Alcaraz My Way. Rich Eisen, My Point.
Clubhouse. Who wants to relive last year's Red Sox season?
I do. I would love to. Wouldn't you, TJ?
Want
to relive the Red Sox season last year? I'm in.
Wait a minute. Nobody asked for that.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Deion Sanders, Hour 3. Can't wait. So much to talk about with him. I am mandated to say, with a lot of playoff implicating football coming up in Week 16.
Playoff?
That we already know if the Chargers win next week, they're in the playoffs. They're in New England. We already know.
Well, they're definitely going to win next
that
week.
If Denver wins next week, they're in the playoffs because they had a winning scenario this week. They win next week, they're in. However, one of the teams that if they win out and Denver loses out, one of the scenarios that could be painted in various other results, the Cincinnati Bengals could come way back, Undertaker from the dead. All they got to do is beat Cleveland this week, sweep that series, right?
Yep.
And then guess who takes on Denver next week? Cincinnati. After the Chargers take on New England. And you got to win the last three games against the Browns and the Broncos and the Steelers. I mean, there's a whole partridge in a pear tree for what Cincinnati needs. But the setup for this that I'm saying is Chargers at New England, week 17, first game on a Saturday triple header. After that is Denver at Cincinnati. And then what could be for the whole NFC West shooting match with the Rams at the Jets this week and Kyler Murray in Chili, Carolina this week. Rams Cardinals on Saturday night. Finishing up the triple header in primetime with yours truly and Kurt Warner on the mic and Jamie Erdahl on the sideline. That's a pretty big triple header on NFL Network, if I say so myself. Very excited about that. And the game that got flexed into Sunday night in week 17, Michael Penix now at Jaden Daniels. I want to talk about Heisman Trophy. That was, as Bruce Feldman pointed out, Jaden Daniels finished one, Penix two in the Heisman Trophy. And
Bruce said he voted for Penix.
Yeah, though. He did. Yeah. And then Kyler Murray, I mentioned Kyler this week taking on Bryce Young. That's the third Heisman Trophy winner he's faced this year, fellow Heisman Trophy winner he's faced this year. And all three of them are the last three winners of them.
Man, pretty cool.
Jaden Daniels, as we all know, won that one. And then Bryce Young won that one. And the Arizona Cardinals earlier this year took on Caleb Williams. Those are the last three Heisman Trophy winners. Just fascinating. What I'm seeing is that there's lots of playoff implicating action. And later on, I've got my top five list of other games that I'm looking forward to seeing. And, you know, we always like predicting who makes the playoffs. And then when we get closer, because we're TV people here on this simulcast on the Roku channel, we always like predicting who plays who in the playoffs and on what day. So not only am I going to tell you in my mind right now, just one game in week 16, who's making the playoffs, but I'm going to tell you who they're playing in the playoffs. I'm going to call my shot.
Ooh.
And we'll check on my work when the schedule comes out on the final night of the regular season, 2 weeks from now. Now, you could say, Rich, how are you going to do that?
Rich, how are you going to do that?
Thank you. You know one of our favorite coaching cliches when a coach is asked in some way, shape, or form about the future, I don't have a crystal ball.
I don't have a crystal ball.
Facts. Well, as you know, we here on the Rich Eisen Show do, in fact, have a crystal ball. We just never use it because I bought the way too large one.
Didn't look at the weight in the description.
I didn't. I just said, I'm going to get the largest one. It's so damn heavy.
That thing.
But hold on a second.
It's really heavy. Oh my God. Watching you try to carry it across the set is pretty funny.
Let me get my Latte Larry's mug out from in front. Here we go. I do have a crystal ball, and we have production value. We haven't done this segment in a while. Let's crystal ball it. Hit it.
You know, I tell you, I don't have a crystal ball. I have no idea.
Crystal ball it, baby. Here we go.
Is that Mike Zimmer?
Was that Mike Zimmer?
I think it was Mike Zimmer.
Yeah, or Chip Kelly, maybe? That's how long we haven't done this segment in a while.
Give me the music, sir.
Here we go. Here are my playoff matchup predictions.
All right, here we go.
Oh, give me NFL films. Don't give me spooky music. No one wants to listen to that for minutes on end.
Spooky, no.
Right, here we go. I have a crystal ball here.
All right, what do we got?
The first one, we don't need a crystal ball for. Chris Brockman,
who always hosts
the first game of Super Wild Card Weekend. Goes way back to when it was before Super Wild Card Weekend.
Yeah, way back. That would be the Houston Texans.
That's right.
Are always first up.
For some reason, they always host the kickoff to Super Wild Card Weekend, and they're going to do it again.
Super.
And by the way, we're going to see a big-time matchup. I look into my crystal ball, and I say the Steelers taking on the Texans to start.
Oh, wow.
Super Wild Card Weekend.
So you think they lose the division?
I think the Steelers are going to lose the division.
Wow.
I do. Okay. Think that the Ravens might beat them this well. Well, I think they beat them this weekend, because if they beat the Ravens this weekend, then it's over. I'm going to just call my shot, look into my crystal ball, and I see all those terrible towels waving, and I see Russell Wilson taking on C.J. Stroud, and I see the Chargers in Houston to start Super Wild Card Weekend, and then Steelers in Houston to start the Super Wild Card Weekend. I see the Saturday Wild Card game. That's the first one, and then the night game.
Okay.
This one's the night game.
Right, two games Saturday, right?
Yes, two games Saturday, Sunday, one Monday.
Got it.
I look into my crystal ball, and what do I see? I see an NFC West champion in a rematch of a Thursday night game that occurred right here in SoFi Stadium back in week 8. I see the Minnesota Vikings
taking
on the Rams on a Saturday night. I see Justin Jefferson and Sam Darnold back in his college town. I see the Rams taking on the Vikings on prime time on Saturday night. That's what
Sign
I see.
Sign me up for that.
I have the Rams winning the NFC West, as you know. And I do have the Lions getting the one seed. Well, I'll reveal that in a moment here.
Mm.
Sunday wild card. Based on what I saw last night, I do believe the Denver Broncos will finish up. And this is what I do believe. The path that they put themselves on with that second half collapse, you could say, when you're up 24-13. And you also give up a free kick before halftime. I see the Broncos in Western New York and the train whistles and Bo Nix having his hands quite full on the opener of Super Wild Card Sunday.
Okay.
I have Western New York and the white folding tables, and I've got it all going down in Western New York for the second-seeded Bills hosting the seventh-seeded Broncos. And then I look at my crystal ball. I look at my crystal ball, and I see Tom Brady very well dressed. I see Kevin Burkhardt in his very nice new fashion collection. I see all of them on Fox. I see Tom Rinaldi telling a sad story.
Oh, man.
Yes. Yes. I do see it all. I see it all for part three between the Commanders and the Eagles.
Oh, whoa.
Jaden Daniels and Jalen Hurts, late window on Fox. On Sunday. That's what I see. I have no idea if they get that spot. I just see it all in my crystal ball. Commanders at Eagles part three.
And that is a 7-2 matchup?
That is a 7-2 matchup.
Okay.
It is. And then the absolute mother load. A mother load. On NBC. Yeah. Everybody say it with me. It's not WNBC. It's
NBC.
I look into my crystal ball. And I see what NBC is putting on their hope chest. They're putting on a Harbaugh in the wild card round for the second time this year.
Harbaugh.
And for the second time in the playoffs since the Super Bowl. I see Jim at John on a Sunday night in Baltimore. And a massive matchup. It puts the Super in Super Wild Card Weekend, I see the six-seeded Chargers at the third-seeded Ravens. How wild would that be? Obviously, the Steelers could totally blow this whole idea up. But that leaves one last matchup in the same way that the Texans must, seemingly, are mandated to get the first game on Super Wild Card Weekend. If the Bucs win their division, they must play on Monday night.
That's right.
And I've got the Packers visiting the Bucks to wrap it up on the family of Disney networks.
Family.
So that's I have the Green Bay Packers at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's a
3-6
match.
3-6.
3-6.
Oh, right, because the Rams
are
4-6.
3-6. I have the Bucks being the 3-seed NFC South champs taking on the 6-seed Green Bay Packers, who will finish with a better record, in my estimation, than the Commanders. But no one's going to catch whoever doesn't finish first in the NFC North for that 5-seed. And I have the Chiefs and the Lions on their bye weeks, sitting back with their remotes in their hands. I see that all in my crystal ball for Super Wild Card Weekend. There it is. That's my prediction here on December 20th. Calling my shot.
I believed him.
Thank you very much.
Who wins?
Oh, that I don't. Come on. Leave me alone.
come on.
How off am I going to be? Obviously, that could be Ravens at Texans to start.
Right.
Chargers at Steelers. That wouldn't be a bad Sunday nighter. Right? Correct? Ooh. You know, if the Steelers finished third, you know, it could have happened. What could have happened if the Broncos had won last night? To pretty much put themselves in the spot for the 6-seed because Denver got boat raced by Baltimore. And if Baltimore doesn't win their division, they would have been sitting there as the 5-seed. The Broncos would have been the 6-seed. And if the Steelers do win the division, you know what could have happened? What could have happened? And that would have been a Sunday night game as well, I think. Although, you never know. But Sean Payton and the Broncos taking on Russell Wilson in the playoffs would have been kind of wild. Mm-hmm. Not to put the wild in Super Wild Card Weekend. But instead, I'm going to call my shot and say the Harbaugh is going to happen. That would put the Super in Super Wild Card Weekend. I love this. I'm going to do this every year. And this may be the next time, that would be the next time I break out this crystal ball, because this thing is heavy.
Get some back support.
I literally almost threw my back out going to grab it.
Be careful.
Well, because I can't keep it here. Watching. Yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, just slide it over.
I can't. It doesn't slide. It doesn't slide. This thing is probably like 50 pounds.
We need
I don't know what the hell it is in this thing. Dude.
And you think you get a point off of Alcaraz?
What?
You think you get a point off of Alcaraz?
Yes, TJ, because you know the rule that if I hit him on the fly in a serve, it's my point.
Yeah, that counts. If you hit him.
Yes. We Michigan men know the rule books.
Did you know that rule from last night, by the way?
I told you I did because we called one in 2019 in London.
Do you remember who it was?
Yeah, it was Joey Sly, I think. Sly. You look it up?
Yeah, with the pick. Yeah.
You
don't need for to Carolina?
Yeah.
Against the Bucks?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on.
I've
had my coffee.
By the way,
I'm spotting dimes. You went to Spike Ferriston's coming in, speaking of spotting dimes. Seinfeld.
It's not that I don't believe you. I want the people out there to know what level you're on. You know what I'm saying? I know
what I'm up. What if I'm right? What if I get all six of these right?
That would be amazing.
Well, you should. You have a crystal ball in front of you.
That's true. I do have a crystal ball. Should I ask the backup?
What if there's conflicting reports?
What am I asking the Magic 8-Ball?
I do think you have Saturday nailed perfectly.
We have Steelers, Texans, and Vikings, Rams.
And then L.A. on a Saturday night. That is a lot.
You ask the 8-Ball, how accurate are your predictions?
That doesn't work.
I can see Bills being the nightcap on Sunday.
Did I get all six right? Magic 8-Ball says?
Absolutely.
It is decidedly so.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. Well, or you just got shown up by the host.
Thank you.
I could see Josh Allen in primetime. That's the only
Josh thing. Allen in primetime against the Broncos, though. I don't think primetime would. I think if the Broncos make it, with all due respect, putting a rookie quarterback in Western New York against the Bills team that is just a boat racing machine right now, I think it would make people a bit nervous to put them on primetime.
Chargers maybe in primetime if they're going to Buffalo.
Well, Chargers against the Ravens? There might be an actual fist fight amongst television executives for that one. If there is a Harbaugh in Super Wild Card Weekend, there'll be a knockdown drag out behind the scenes.
Well, that'll be Romo and Nance, right?
No, and Chargers and Ravens would be a Sunday night. It would be NBC.
Oh, NBC. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. And, Monday night got the Harbaugh this year in regular season. Right. So that's not going to Monday night because they already got their shot at the Harbaugh.
But they like putting the Bucks on a short week if they win.
Hey, man.
It's happened like
Bucks,
years
as
in
we
row.
All know, Tom Brady's last game as a Buck was TJ Jefferson's Cowboys sending him to retirement. And then last year, Bucks took care of the Eagles on a Monday night and sent Jason Kelce into retirement with Fletcher Cox. So I kind of think they'll do it again. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. What do you think about any of this stuff? Deion Sanders is coming up. College football playoffs begin tonight. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Back on the Rich Eisen Show in a sec.
This episode is brought to you by LifeLock. The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in places that could expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity is stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed or your money back. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
This year, Santa's bringing the power of Energizer into his workshop.
Whoa, the Energizer Bunny's got so much power.
Wait, he's powered up all the toys. I think that means we're done for the year.
I love this bunny.
He's the hardest working helper the North Pole has ever seen. And he wants all your gifts to have the power of the number one longest lasting AA battery. So this holiday season, stock up on Santa's and the elves' favorite battery, Energizer Ultimate Lithium.
A.J. Brown, when asked if we'll see a Brown at practice today, Nick Sirianni gave a we'll see.
Hey.
We'll see how it goes when we get out there.
Yeah, yesterday.
Saying that Brown was limited.
Yeah, it was reported he was a rest. He was resting earlier in the week, just kind of maintenance on the knee.
Yeah, saying to every question regarding whether the knee injury happened in practice, he just said he was limited. You guys can figure it out, is what he said.
Figure it out.
Listen, obviously they're in the stretch for the bye. Can they beat Washington without AJ Brown? Absolutely, they can do that.
It would help.
Absolutely, they can they can do that. I am 1,000,000% thinking about people who depend on AJ Brown for a fantasy football. I was talking about it with Kurt Warner because I heard Kurt on Dan's show today as I was coming into work today on DP's show, and I called him up just how psyched I'm about Rams and Cardinals that were in the booth for that. And I talked about how I am going to mention during the game at some point that there's a fantasy football final on the line, mm-hmm. and that we're going to get a ton of casual fans because Puka,
yep.
Cooper Kupp, James Conner, Kyler Murray, Trey McBride, Matthew Stafford.
Maybe you're starting Stafford. Who knows?
So, yeah, man, like that's pretty big. These are big moments for a lot of fans of you know, significant interest for the Eagles or passing interest because of fantasy.
Yeah. I have A.J. Brown in the Dillingham semifinals right now.
Dude, what's with the we'll see? What's up with that?
I don't like that.
Okay. Keep an eye on all of that for the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Commanders. Big game, too. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. Game time tickets, folks. Everybody should go and start buying tickets to something in their area for anything. I mean, are you going to theater when you're going to New York? You going to go do that?
TBD. We are going to be at MSG.
Okay.
So.
Oh, okay.
If you pick up what I'm putting down.
I am picking up what you're putting down. Game time tickets will get you, you know, if you're going to New York, you're going around the country with your family this time of year. That's why they're focused on togetherness for this holiday season. It's the perfect gift if that's what you want to do. Also, bringing people together at live events, it just makes it, it's memories. You'll have these photographs with Cage forever.
Can't wait.
So take the guesswork right out of buying tickets with Game Time and go get some togetherness right now. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use our code RICH. You get $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem our code RICH, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Listen, we have been talking about this for a long time. We've known it's been coming. And I've been talking about this for a long time. I remember doing a piece on SportsCenter laying out a 16-team college football playoff tournament.
20, I did that 20 years ago? You were doing that?
Way, like in the late 90s.
Wow.
I did it. And what I did was is I put games in the quarterfinals and semifinals and what have you in existing bowl games, because when I was talking about it to my colleagues around the SportsCenter newsroom and what have you, they'd be like, yeah, well, good luck getting the loud jacketed bowl executives out of the way. Like, you're not going to tell a bowl game you're not going to get any significant teams because those teams are in the college football playoffs. And sure enough, I mean, that was 20 years ago. And then, you know, remember the BCS that came into being because of the BS between Michigan and Nebraska in 97. You know, to this day, Charles Woodson comes here and you ask him, would you have beaten Nebraska? He'd say we'd have beaten the brakes off of them. You ask anyone who was on Nebraska or any Nebraska fan, or, you know, Tom Osborne had it working. And then they just decided we're just going to come up with some cockamamie formula. You know, I remember when I was on SportsCenter having the research staff try to explain to me what the BCS was and the point system. And
nobody knows.
It was awful. It was terrible. It made like an NFL passer rating as simple as 2 + 2 = 4. It was dumb. It was difficult to follow, but it did put, more often than not, the two best teams that you could argue about, but it did put them there.
Yeah, they usually got it right.
And then the 4-team playoff hit, and that was good, but not good enough. tonight it starts. Like, it's finally here. And it's a night game in Notre Dame,
dude,
man.
It's going to be awesome.
It's under the lights in Notre Dame. Notre Dame, the Golden Domer, touchdown Jesus, the, you know, play like a champion today sign that you hit coming out, you know, all of that. You know, I make fun of Rudy, who is definitely offsides. And, you know, but of all the places to have the first home quarterfinal college football playoff game, Notre Dame's not a bad spot for history to be merged with the future. Yeah. And then to have Indiana in the house, too. I mean, I know Marcus Freeman, when we had him on a couple of weeks ago prior to the conference championship weekend that obviously Notre Dame is not part of because they're not in a conference. And I asked him about, you know, Indiana coming in, the possibility of that. At the time, it was, if I'm not mistaken, they had SMU going there. Or no, it wasn't SMU. It was, I forget who was, it was Alabama. In this short-lived moment where everybody thought Alabama was going to make it. He's just like, I sure hope it's somebody like Alabama who doesn't like playing in the cold. And it's Indiana. It's Coach Cignetti, Mr. Google Me coming. And look at this photograph from the Fighting Irish Twitter handle. Good morning from Notre Dame Stadium. It's a snowman in the stands. There's snow everywhere. This is going to happen tonight, guys. Ladies out there listening, ladies and gentlemen, it's finally happening. And it's awesome. I know there's a lot of people who think that this is the end of amateurism. And
well, that's long gone.
No, but I can also understand it, that there are some people who think, who read about college players demanding money, and there's the portal, and there's the NIL, and there's all of that. And yeah, there's miles to go for those who are in charge to come up with the rules to not only make it fair for schools and athletic departments, but for the players who are promised all this stuff and don't get it. You know, promised a spot, they go to the spot, and then somebody else comes in the portal and see you later. I mean, there's a lot that needs to be fixed, and there's a lot that can turn people off. But tonight, when Indiana steps on a field in the state of Indiana against Notre Dame, and then there's a triple header tomorrow in Texas, in Austin, when Clemson comes to visit, leading to SMU and Happy Valley, and then the first December game in the history of the horseshoe. Never had one. I'm wondering if these are the first December games in any of these locations. Right?
Probably.
You know, I mean, and then
usually aren't host venues for bowl games.
And as we talked about it with the coach of Boise State yesterday, nobody's ever been in a position of watching a game in football saying, oh, this is the team that we're going to play next. You know, having two game plans. We college basketball coaches will tell you all about that in the tournament.
Yeah.
You know, or as you mentioned, FCS coaches and things like that.
Yeah, right? Maybe.
But, hey, you know, when was the last time Dan Lanning settled down, watched a game, and goes, we're going to play the winner? Oh, okay. What do you do with that information?
Are you rooting for somebody specifically?
I don't think so. I think you just want it to be over and the film in your hand right away and start grinding tape.
Right.
Can't wait for it. I did a piece on a 16-team playoff in the late 90s on SportsCenter, and tonight a 12-teamer is starting, and I'm not taking that for granted. I'm fired up, man. And you can watch all those games right here on the Roku portal. It's awesome. Tom Pelissero.
Tommy P.
In hour two, coming up.
And Tiger Woods is playing golf, people. He's playing this weekend.
Where's he playing?
PNC Championship. He's playing with Charlie.
That's cool. That's great.
Yeah. So many sports.
You'll be watching?
I'm watching right now, actually.
Are you really? Like, where's the batteries for that thing?
Oh, it's like right down here. Hold on. It's like right.
Is that like a flak jacket? What do you got
right
there?
Here. There's like a. It's like, watch. I can turn it off.
No, you don't have to turn it. Turn it on. Whatever.
Turn it back on.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
The Home Alone house.
Last night, they had a promo for the holiday movies on Prime Video. Was reading it. Al had his shot talking because the last one was Die Hard. He had his shot.
Ugh.
He had his shot. Didn't take it. I would have, as you know.
Well, you're a hater.
I'm not a hater. I'm a realist. I'm a truthist. I'm a diehard truthist.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Yep.
Speaking of Die Hard, O'Shea was on Twitter yesterday. First time he's ever watched Die Hard, and he was live tweeting it.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Yeah. I was like, wait a minute, you've never seen it. He goes, no, this movie's amazing.
Yeah.
And he came to the realization it is a Christmas movie, just like the rest of us.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, he'll be
O'Shea's
here.
O'Shea's going to be here.
We're back, yeah.
Yeah. And in January.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. In the year 2024?
He's never seen Die Hard?
Crazy.
I cannot wait to watch Die Hard on the flight this
weekend. Well, wait till he drives around Century City the next time and he sees look at that building differently. Because my kids do, after seeing Die Hard, they're like, oh, there's a Die Hard building. I'm like, yeah. It's been here the whole time of your life.
My World with Jeff Jarrett takes wrestling fans behind the scenes, along with King of the Mountain, Conrad Thompson.
I wanted to ask you about what you know, if anything, on the new WWE ID program, where they're apparently going to be working with some independent wrestlers.
My encouragement to any independent wrestler out there, build your value and then understand your value, and then you create your own leverage. There's no substitute for hard work and getting over.
My World with Jeff Jarrett, wherever you listen.